Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Associate Editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain. Well, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, first, I hope you had a good holiday. As we return, we see a number of stories. And first, we start with an update of the recount in the 46th State Senate race, a crucial race that will help determine who controls the New York State Senate.
Well, you know, officials in Ulster County began opening more than 4,000 absentee ballots and affidavit ballots on Monday. But our Capitol reporter, Jimmy Vielkind, is reporting that regardless of what happens today, it looks like this state Senate contest might end up going to court. As expected, Cecilia Katchik, a Democrat who serves on the Duanesburg School Board, picked up about 200 votes in Ulster County, bringing her closer to Assemblyman George Amador, the Republican. He had a 920-vote lead going into yesterday. Now that's down near 700. And the counting will continue today, but if it comes to just a few hundred votes, it's likely the Democrats will begin focusing on a number of ballots that have been laid aside. And that means that one of the sides, as the ballots are being counted, objects to a signature or has a question about a ballot, so they do set it aside. And there's been about 200 ballots in Greene County alone that were set aside, and 344 altogether. So this is a complicated way of saying that if it's a close election, a judge will have to look at each one of these set-aside ballots, and that could determine the winner in the election, and that might take several more days. And I'm sure there will be a lot of objections back and forth in court if that happens.
Indeed. We'll keep following it. Well, we turn to Scott Waldman, your education reporter, who has a story about teacher evaluations today.
Yeah, Governor Andrew Cuomo has been on school districts to finish their teacher and principal evaluation plans by January 17th, and he's threatening to withhold state aid to, increases to these districts if they don't do it. And yet, there are probably about 85 school districts across the state that have yet to submit their evaluation plans, and these are difficult to negotiate with the local teachers union, and they then require some evaluation by the state, who then gets back to the local district. So time is running out, and some districts are under the gun to get these done, or they're going to lose state aid.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, again, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.